KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. The federal government will open envelopes Friday to see who has bid on oil and gas leases to a portion of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The state of Alaska has been a steadfast champion of drilling there, but on Monday, the state filed a lawsuit seeking to invalidate the lease sale. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin explains why.
The lawsuit says the Biden administration is offering so little land for lease and has put so many restrictions on it that the lease sale doesn't comply with the law. That would be the 2017 tax law. After decades of hot debate in Congress, Senator Lisa Murkowski championed a provision in that law mandating two lease sales of at least 400,000 acres each on the coastal plain of the refuge. The first was held in 2021 in the final days of the Trump administration. None of the big oil companies offered a bid. Two private firms won leases, but then relinquished them. The main bidder was the state-owned Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority. Then the Biden administration canceled the leases, saying the process was flawed. So the state says it's not even fair to say this week's lease sale is the second. And the state says the Biden administration designed the lease sale to discourage fossil fuel development rather than encourage it. The administration offered only a third of the coastal plain for lease. Worse, the state says even if a company wins a lease, the restrictions on surface use and occupancy of that land make development impossible. The lawsuit asks a U.S. District Court judge to block the Biden administration from issuing any leases resulting from this week's sale. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
Anchorage police shot and seriously wounded a man yesterday afternoon after he allegedly attempted to rob an ATM at a Midtown business. At a press conference, Police Chief Sean Kay said officers were alerted to the 500 block of West Northern Lights Boulevard just before 2 p.m. regarding a robbery involving a female victim.
The victim fled a business into another nearby business. She had tape around her wrists in her mouth.
Kay says officers identified a suspect when they arrived on scene, and he was armed with a handgun. After an officer repeatedly asked the suspect to drop his weapon, Kay says the man fled on foot.
The officer eventually fired between 5 and 8 rounds, striking the suspect 2 times in the upper body.
Case says the suspect was hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. He says the female victim was unharmed. Case says the incident was captured on a police body camera, but it was partially obscured. It's currently unknown if the suspect raised his firearm at the officer who shot him. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by your local public radio station. The greatest compliment to a public media station is when a listener becomes a member. So do your part today by becoming a part of the team officially. Thank you for making a donation.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Cigna Healthcare, a health benefits provider that advocates for better health through every stage of life. Learn more at Cigna.com. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. In mid-August, coastal communities on the Kuskokwim Delta were hit by a string of storms that brought widespread flooding to the western part of the state. As KYUK's Evan Erickson reports, last week, the tribe representing one of those communities became the second ever in Alaska to receive a federal disaster declaration to recoup their losses.
In August, flooding brought on by heavy rains, high winds, and tidal forces caught western Alaska coastal communities off guard and drew comparisons to the impacts of Typhoon Murbach a little less than 2 years earlier. In Kipnuk, a lower Kuskokwim Delta community of roughly 600 people a short distance inland from the Bering Sea coast, the flooding was especially severe.
This August storm compared to the Typhoon Murbach was more impactful and it done a lot of damages.
That's Raina Paul, environmental director for the native village of Kipnuk.
I thought it was way too early. We're starting to see these extreme storm events happen more often and way early.
She says floodwaters inundated multiple homes in the lower part of the community, floated away boardwalks, and toppled bins used to collect raw sewage. Paul says she scrambled to compile photos of damage to infrastructure from the August storms. With assistance from the nonprofit Alaska Institute for Justice, she got the ball rolling on applying to the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, for a disaster declaration. On January 2nd, Kipnuk's tribe became the second ever in Alaska to receive a federal disaster declaration, according to FEMA. The first went to Wrangell's tribal government following the deadly landslide there in 2023. In Wrangell, the state of Alaska also declared a disaster. But in Kipnuk, which does not have any city government, Paul says the tribe ultimately decided it was in their best interest to deal directly with the federal side, bypassing the state. Working with tribal governments is something that FEMA Region 10 spokesperson Natalie Shaver says the agency wants to better facilitate going forward.
We've worked really hard in Region 10 to make sure we are hearing and listening to tribes and being more understanding of how our programs may or may not work and the ways what we can do to better them and make them more accessible, understanding it's government to government.
In December, FEMA made changes to the ways it interacts with tribes, including reducing the minimum amount of damage that has to happen for a tribe to be eligible for assistance from $250,000 to $100,000. So far, the native village of Kipnuk has only been approved for public assistance, which reimburses the tribe for community-wide repair work on public infrastructure like roads and public buildings.
FEMA will reimburse the village of Kipnuk for any publicly owned infrastructure or any work that was done to respond to the disaster.
The federal government covers up to 98% of the costs of public infrastructure repair.
FEMA staff will be setting up meetings with village staff in the next couple of weeks to start documenting damages to any kind of public infrastructure to see what will be reimbursed.
Applications for individual assistance are still pending, which would provide additional relief for individuals and households. Paul says her tribe was also recently selected by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency for a $20 million grant for stabilization of the banks of the Gugaklik River where Kipnuk is located. She says her greatest concern is ensuring that elders in the community who may not be able to evacuate when flooding comes are protected against an uncertain future.
We're like the forefront of all these extreme storm events happening now. I fear things are going to just get worse from here on out. For the extreme storms, you know.
In Bethel, I'm Evan Erickson.
This is Alaska Public Media.
It's a beautiful morning. Oh!
Yeah, good morning, everybody out here in southwest Alaska. I'll start out with some high time, it says, and Waylon Jennings. After that, Ernest Tubb with Our Baby's Book, and then some Roy Acuff with This World Can't Stand Long.
I'm sick and tired of waking up sick and tired. As of today, there's gonna be some changes made. Well, you might as well keep your feet on the ground, 'cause I won't stand still for you moving around. It's high time you quit your low-down way. Anything to the talk I hear over town. Is it really true, girl, that you're the one that they're putting down? Now the word, as well as I can recall, everywhere you've been the belle of the ball. Well, it's high time. My daddy had a dominator hen, but she wouldn't stay home. Well, now she could fly higher than a jet airplane, but not after daddy clipped her little old wing. It's high time you quit your low-down way. Baby so fast, for he was as sweet as a rose. His eyes were so big, bright and blue, and it made me so glad. They said he favors his dad, and my wife said he's the image of you. Now you should see our baby's book. It's pink and bordered with gold. Though it's not complete, but on the first sheet, our darling's life story is told. It tells of the day that he came, After 7 short weeks, our master did speak. And now Roger Dale has gone. But I know that he's happy up there. I can vision each action and love. Friends, as you travel on, please remember this song, for it's written in our baby's book.
A long time this world has stood, it gets more wicked every day. The maker who created it will never let it stand this way. This world can't stand long. Be ready late, don't be late. We should know this world can't stand, for it's too full of hate. Before, because it was so full of sin, and for that very reason now it's gotta be destroyed again. This world can't stand long. Be ready and don't be late. We should know this world can't stand, for it's too full of hate. Shall rain down and carry us to eternity. This world can't stand long. Be ready and don't be late. We should know this world can't stand, for it's too full of hate. Let's all give our hearts to God and let Him lead us by the hand. If we will only trust Him in, He'll lead us beyond the burning sand. This world can't stand long. Be ready and don't be late. We should know this world can't stand, for it's too full of hate.
Yeah, Dwight Yoakam's coming up next here with Buenas Noches from A Lonely Room, and then Webb Pierce with Good Lord Giveth and Uncle Sam Taketh. That's a perfect one. After that, Alison Krauss and the Union Station with Restless.
She wore red dresses with her black shining hair. Oh, she had my baby and caused me to care. Then coldly she left me to suffer and cry. Oh, she wore red dresses and told such sweet lies. Oh, vengeance I pray. While the pain and the anger destroyed my weak mind, all she wore a dress left the wounded behind. Sleeping shadows in the cold neon light. In the dark morning silence, I placed the gun to her head. All she wore red dresses, but now she lay dead.
We'll stick with Alison Krauss for a little while, and we'll do Paper Airplane. After that, Choctaw Hayride, and then There's a Reason.
Alone, and knowing my soul. Innocence is fair game. I'm hoping I can hold it in.
Thank you.
And coming up here, we have the Dillers, my Arkansas kin. Going to do a Doggy Mountain Breakdown. After that, listen to the sound, and then Black Mountain Rag.
Echoes of a song in other days. You
And up next we have The Old Man and the Shanty, and that's the Lonesome River Band. And then Bill Monroe with Wicked Path of Sin. I have to back that one up with Josh Turner's Long Black Train.
Up the road that leads by Mission Hollow stands a shanty in a field there all alone. A worn out burlap sack's hanging over the window, and the smoke from an old wood burning stove. In the shanty lives an old man from nowhere, well, the only name I ever knew was Reed. Mama said he was a drunkard in her childhood, and how she wished that he'd just pack his things and leave. Don't you go near the shanty, son, the old man's got a gun, and when he gets to drinking, he'll shoot it just for fun. But they never knew that I was the old man's only friend, the old man in the shanty, how I still remember him. Sneak out of my window, and he'd be waiting in the shanty by the door with a plate of bacon, eggs, and homemade bread and butter that he made for me on that old wood burning stove. And he told me how he came about living there, how his family died that awful day. Now the only thing he turned to was his bottle. Ever since had he left the bottle of. Don't you go near the shanty, son, the old man's got a gun, and when he gets to drinking, he'll shoot it just for fun. But they never knew that I was the old man's only friend, the old man in the shanty, how I still remember him. Last time that I saw him, oh yes, that old bottle finally won. With a dying breath he looked up towards the ceiling, said, God forgive me for all that I've done. Well, I buried him in the place that he showed me. I said a prayer and sang a song as I done. No one ever knew or realized what it happened. Old man had finally up and gone. Don't you go near the shanty, son, the old man's got a gun, and when he gets a drink and he'll shoot it just for fun. But nobody knew that I was the old man's only friend, the old man in the shanty, how I still remember him. He's just an old man in the shanty, how I still remember him.
Just inside the pearly gate. I can hear my Savior calling, won't you come unto me? Wash away your sins forever, you shall rest eternally.
I can hear the joy bell ringing
where my friends and loved ones wait. I can hear the angels singing just inside the pearly gate. Now I'm safe with my Jesus, he will guide me on my way. I will sing his praise forever, we'll meet in heaven some sweet day.
I can hear the joy bells ringing
where my friends and loved ones wait. I can hear the angels singing
just inside the pearly gate.
I can hear the joy bell ringing
where my friends and loved ones wait. I can hear the angels singing
just inside the pearly gate. Train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens, you can look to the skies. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. 'Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. There's an engineer on that long black train, making you wonder if ride is worth the pain. He's just waiting on your heart to say, let me ride on that long black train. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father. From a mile away, it sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare. but its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Claim to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. I said claim to the Father and His holy name. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. That devil.